This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, self-computing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of self-computing in the Islamic lifestyle in order to have the self-reformation. Now, after we have the self-determination and the, you know, the meditation, it is time to have the self-computing, have some calculations about ourselves, to analyze our own selves. And this self-computing means that every day before we sleep in the night, we need to think about the actions that we have performed during the day. If I want to have an Islamic lifestyle, I must calculate, I must compute myself, I must analyze my routine in that day, that what I have performed, what I have done, was it in line with the teachings of Islam? Was it according to the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or it was something else? And if I'm talking about the teachings of the Quran and the Prophet, it should be in a way that if I am in a non-Muslim society, the way they have taught me to live in a non-Muslim society, am I living like that? If it is in the Muslim society, am I living according to what it's been taught to be in the Muslim society? For example, we can look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he migrated to Medina, how he lived amongst the kuffar and mushrikeen, how he used to live amongst the pagans and the polytheists and the disbelievers. So his life when he was there in Mecca, how he was, because he was living amongst the mushrikeen, he was living amongst the pagans, and everyone has witnessed that he was the most truthful person. He was sadiq, and he was the most trustworthy person. He never lied to people. He was the best of ethics amongst the people, and people used to love him and believe in him. Even if he would lie, they would think that this is the truth. So basically, the life, the way he had, do we have the same life or not? Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of self-computing in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary to basically analyze our life on the daily basis, and every day before we go to sleep, before we go to bed, we need to analyze ourselves, that when I spend a day, was it in accordance with the teachings? And I just gave that example before the break, that if we are living in a non-Muslim country, we need to look at the life of the Prophet, which he was living before the Islam, like amongst the kuffar and mushrikeen, how he was basically. And when we need to look at the lifestyle which we are having in the Muslim country, we need to see his life in Medina, how he used to deal with the Muslims, how he used to deal with the brothers in Iman, with the mu'mineen, and how he was living his life. Therefore, on the daily basis, we need to analyze ourselves. We need to have self-analysis, that am I living such a life or not? For example, during the day, if I have committed a sin, am I ready to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the night and ask for forgiveness and promise him not to repeat the same sin the next day, because my everyday should be different from the previous, and every day I need to advance. It should be different in advancement, like I need to advance every day, which is different from the previous day. If I If I was unable to perform something in the previous day, I should do it, or in the current day, I should do it tomorrow. I should go towards that. Therefore, it is necessary to look for myself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the Quran, has said in the chapter 29, verse 69, that وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who struggle in our path, those who struggle for us, means that who struggle to live or to have an Islamic lifestyle, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, definitely, we will guide them towards our path. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and certainly Allah is definitely with the good doers, doers of good, with the muhsinin, the doers of good, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.